Well, it's good that you've all made it this morning. We're going to have to say sorry to others because we have over 100 devices connected to our service this morning. And so we've had one or two messages already to say we're full. So that's pretty amazing for Easter morning. This is probably the most extraordinary Easter any of us will ever experience. Our families in lockdown. Those of us blessed with technology able to connect, or not as the case may be in this service this morning, but we're connecting with each other, aren't we, through social media and via video links. And of course, some are isolated, maybe except for the odd phone call, so please remember to call one another. And when you turn on the news, or maybe you've given up on the news, I expect you're wondering how many more people have died and how other nations around the world are doing, depending where you have family and friends. And we welcome from Germany this morning, Helen Sinkinson, and from Switzerland, the Fressard family. And I've not had a chance to see if anybody else made it in from around the world. Penny from Portugal still. Well, I guess it's true that what we're expecting from the news was what Mary was expecting, confirmation of death. Mary walked to the garden tomb, realizing the events of Good Friday just 2 days before were not a bad dream, and that Jesus' life really was over. Maybe she thought the Roman guards had given up and gone home by now, giving up on this fanciful Jewish idea of resurrection. Did Mary have any thoughts, I wonder, about who would roll the heavy stone away so that she could anoint the body with spices? You need to read the other three Gospels to get the big picture, of course. I like Matthew's account of that first Easter morning. As the two Marys are going to the tomb, there was a violent earthquake. The epicenter of the quake was the work of an angel rolling back the stone and sitting on it. The Romans guard, you might imagine, as hefty SAS types, they fell to the ground like dead men. Then the angel spoke to the Mary, saying, "It's okay, ladies, we've got this. I know you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He's not here. He is risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where they laid him." You can imagine the mix of emotions, confusion over what's happened to his body, being told he was alive, and then meeting the risen Lord Jesus. All the details recorded here in the first 7 verses of John 20 point to the fact that there is no body to be found in the tomb. Even a body snatcher doesn't leave the grave clothes behind. There has to be some other explanation. This is not just the story of a missing body. It is, as Peter and John in the physical realm, when they step into the tomb, take note of the grave clothes and the head wrappings set aside, that they finally believe what Jesus has been telling them all along, that he would rise from the dead, that the temple of his body would be rebuilt in 3 days. The expectation of hope begins to rise, that the curve is flattening out. We too need to take note of the language of Jesus. Not only is his body a temple, but also so are ours. The temple in Jerusalem was the place in which the presence of God touched the earth. But when Jesus cried out from the cross, "It is finished," the curtain that separated the presence of God in the Holy of Holies was torn from top to bottom, 60 foot high and as thick as the palm of a hand. This could have only been a supernatural tear. Putting that aside, the point is that as the temple priests looked into the Holy of Holies, it was the absence of God that was noteworthy. The place of God's dwelling is no longer confined to a place in Jerusalem. God, by his Spirit, dwells in every human heart that welcomes his presence as Lord and Saviour. Then look at verse 10. "Then they went home." Why is verse 10 here? I wonder how many of you, when you first came to believe, expected something extraordinary would happen. Peter and John, the first to believe that Jesus had risen from the dead, went home. Our believing in Jesus as the risen, living Son of God is something to take home. It is in the context of our regular daily lives that this fact is meant to make a difference. How we live from here on in with the lockdown with our family, whether they're present with us or locked down many miles away, is to be shaped by the life-giving words of Jesus. Our relationships with one another, our aspirations will find their fulfillment in this new ordinary only if we grasp the resurrection perspective to love God and our neighbour. However much we search for meaning and fulfillment in others, we can only accept them as a blessing to us in the context of being one in Christ Jesus. He alone gives us self-worth and a motivation in life, and by his Spirit, the dynamism of the very power of God. Resurrection life and the rule and reign of God is the kingdom Jesus teaches. It turns upside down all earth-oriented, time-limited ideas about success. Get to the front, store up for yourselves treasure on earth, then take life easy. When we receive Christ as Saviour, resurrection life begins in us. It breaches the confines of time. It stretches into eternity. It points us to the glorious future that breaks all the limitations and desires of this earthly life. Striving for the relationships and things of this time can never be satisfied outside of having a vision of resurrection life and the kingdom of God. When we grasp this vision, all our pains, failures, disappointments and fears can be seen as passing experiences in this sin-damaged world, this sin-damaged, virus-infected world. The empty cross and the tomb are signs of the promise of the glorious beauty and perfection that is to come. John in his gospel starts with Mary and picks up the account of Mary again in verse 11. Why does he do this? Surely it's inconsequential that Jesus spoke with her at all. After the resurrection, Mary is the first testimony that what Jesus said about heaven on earth can be trusted. God's people are called upon to show the world in the gap between Jesus' resurrection and his coming again, the kingdom of God. This is the great expectation of hope in the world. That is why we pray, "Your kingdom come, Heavenly Father, on earth as it is in heaven." Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
We're going to hear from Matthew and Alina and also Liz and Mike Booker a poem that has been written and made available through Engage Worship. So I just invite you to listen to this.
Jesus in the garden, newly risen from the dead, who stood by weeping Mary, and who heard the words she said, as if he were the gardener, till at last your shepherd's voice called her Mary, and with one word gave her reason to rejoice. Jesus in the garden, ever new but still the same, help me recognize you in the speaking of my name.
Jesus on the journey, fellow traveller on the road, who met two set disciples, walking with them as you showed the meaning of the scriptures that predicted you would rise. But only when you blessed the meal could they believe their eyes. Jesus on the journey, meet me where my hopes have fled. Help me recognize you in the breaking of the bread.
Jesus in the locked room, breaking through despair and doubt, who comforted your friends when they had shut the whole world out, who came again for Thomas and revealed your hands and side so that he could touch and know you as alive, though you had died. Jesus in the locked room, breaking through our self-built bars. Help me recognize you in the touching of your scars.
Jesus on the shoreline, cooking breakfast for your friends, who offered guilty Peter one more chance to make amends, who filled a net with fish for him and helped him to recall the first catch that convinced him to respond to your first call. Jesus on the shoreline, know my best, forgive my worst. Help me recognize you in the way I met you first.
Let's pray. Jesus in the garden, newly risen from the dead, who stood by weeping Mary and heard the words she said. In a short time of quiet, let's imagine ourselves in that garden, in that story. Jesus is standing by me. Jesus is standing by you. We hear the words he says, speaking my name, speaking your name. Speaking my name on this resurrection morning. Lord Jesus, we come separated, but together as your church. We come to intercede for so many needs. We don't know really where to start, but we ask that you would guide, direct, and strengthen us, so that we can be your light, your witness in the world in these dark days. As you walked with two sad disciples, we ask you to walk with us. Meet us, Lord, where our hopes have fled. Walk with your church, Lord, here, all around the world. Fill your church with faith and hope and your presence. Jesus, you came into the locked room to frighten disciples, coming to our lockdown days. Break through our despair, our fear, our doubt. Fill us and our homes with your presence and your light and your hope. And so we bring to Jesus the many needs. And I will pause to give you time to add your own thoughts. Firstly, we bring our Prime Minister and the Deputy Prime Minister who's taken his place while he's ill. We bring the rest of the government and the people who are giving them advice. We bring all the healthcare workers and all those who back them up and do essential work. We bring the scientists working for an effective treatment and for a vaccine. Holy Spirit, give guidance, give creativity, give ambition and help. Lord Jesus, may they recognize and seek you. Jesus on the shoreline, cooking breakfast for the disciples, you spoke words of forgiveness and new life. Speak words of forgiveness and new life into our world. Speak words of forgiveness and new life into our country. Speak words of forgiveness and new life into those we love. Speak words of forgiveness and new life into each of us. And we give to you the future. We ask, Lord, that you would act not according to the poverty of what we are or what we believe, but according to the greatness of who you are and what you can do. Resurrection light of Jesus, you illuminate our past, our future. Shine on everything we see and touch this Easter and hereafter. For you, Lord, are risen indeed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And we continue in prayer with the collect for this Easter Sunday. God of glory, by the raising of your Son, you have broken the chains of death and hell. Fill your church with faith and hope, for a new day has dawned, and the way to life stands open in our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Going to listen again now to another song, Lamb of God. Is now going to lead us in an expression of faith. Thank you, Liz.
We believe in Jesus of Nazareth, shown to be from God by his signs and power, handed over to us in the plan of God, crucified by our sinful hands. We believe in Jesus Christ, raised by God from the dead, freeing him from death's power. It was impossible for death to hold him. We believe in Jesus, the exalted, ascended to the right hand of God, who received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit, and has poured this Spirit on his people. We believe, we repent, we receive God's forgiveness. We believe, we rejoice, we receive God's Holy Spirit. Amen.
Now we're going to join together in a very familiar Easter hymn, Thine Be the Glory, Risen Conquering Son. The God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the eternal covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest upon you and remain with you always. Amen. Jesus tells us, wherever two or three meet in my name, there I am in the midst of them. So let us stay in peace, reach out with peace, and those with a living hope live together in peace. In the name of Christ. Amen. Mm-hmm.